This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
John Statmiller here.
Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Dear Mr. Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Welcome back to Govern America, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming up on hour three. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Let us know what's on your mind. Michael in New York, hang on just 1 second. Bear, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I wanna raise another issue. It is critically important that we are apprenticing our young people on basic skills. For instance, we were talking about gardening. People are canning and they're harvesting, and I was talking in a class with students about this, and I had a student say, well, you know, how do you do gardens? And, you know, well, how do you plant seeds? Oh, my God, this kid had never seen a packet of seeds. Right. And he says, do you have to water them? And I realized how profoundly we have lost just the most basic primary of skills. We need to be taking children in every single neighborhood and teaching them how to grow food. We need to be getting all of the builders and the contractors out in our communities to gather up a group of kids and to teach them electricity and plumbing and building. And instead of buying kids smartphones, we need to be buying them tools. We need to be getting groups of teenage boys together and say, you know what? I need a new shed. Figure out how to build me one and build it. We need to be apprenticing our children rapidly. We need to be teaching them how to farm. The basic skills that we have lost. Women don't know how to cook anymore. They just microwave and they drive through. They don't know how to cook. Women don't know how to sew. And we have got to reteach people survival skills. basic survival skills, because we've lost them all.
Right. Well, and that's this rebuilding of community.
Absolutely.
One easy model of monetary freedom is go back to the Ithaca dollar. Ithaca, New York, has had the Ithaca dollar, where merchants and locals can trade locally for local stuff without going through the Federal Reserve System. Okay, well, I'm a trained tradesman, and I've hired people over the years, hundreds of people, and they're walking illiterates. And if we don't have a community, so instead of having a 501c3 church, which is really an arm of the media for the state,
federal government,
absolutely, then we need to go back to community. The problem is it's very slow to build that. But I will tell you, the more that people are in pain, the more they're going to look for solutions. A business idea that I think everybody should hear, if you go out there and you plant a garden in your front yard, and then you show your neighbors how to plant a garden, and you say, I will help you plant the garden, and then I will share what's there, and you give me a portion of it, and then I can sell that at the farmer's market. That right there will create more community. Just go, but you have to go back to basics. I'm writing this paper, and really, the power comes from the fact that we are creation. And only through our energy is the opposition, the actors, the state, empowered. So we need to declare our rights as bond servants of the creation and not state privilege. We need to notice that all the property that we have is private. It's not commercial. And we use non-judicial process. And that's what Winter Road is in. And that's what I've been doing now for years. Purchase only local if possible and from local merchants and use local dollars that is off the grid. And grow your own food.
The children. Teach them.
Yeah, but you have to lead them by example. If the parent, you know, this is one thing. If the parents are sitting there watching TV and you say, hey, go weed the garden, that's not going to work. Our leaders come from our men and women who stand up and embrace creation.
And do the work of survival.
Well, the whole thing is through life. You know, we talk a lot about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but we forget that first thing is life. The basics of life is food, water, and air, personal protection, and private property. If we don't have that, then we have nothing.
Exactly. Bear, I've got to let you go. I've got other people on the line. Thank you so much for your call. Michael in New York, how are you, sir?
Hi, good afternoon, Nancy. Good afternoon, Roger.
I love Michael in New York. He's so much fun.
You know, the conversation's so good, and everything you're saying, your caller and yourselves, is so spot on. And it's the saddest thing is like you said, they don't even know how to germinate a seed. My God, this is where we are, people.
Yeah, exactly.
No wonder you're doomed, and it's all by design. And that's the saddest thing of it all. And that's why we got to get back to homeschooling. And if you can't homeschool, local private schools, local community schools, that's the way it used to be in the 1800s. Prior to that, it was totally on your own, individual education. Education is not a right. The right to work and the right to own property is a right. Those are privileges, and we have to earn that ourselves, and that's what the founding fathers did. And so, like right now, I have a nephew wants to be an electrician, got run around with unions and this and that, wants to go to college, but looking for the right one and stuff. So in the meantime, he's not sure what to do. So when I seen him, I immediately took him to a store. I bought a bunch of books on the trade, on the manuals, teaching you everything you need to know. And I said, you read all these over and over again, start applying all that knowledge at small scale on your own and work your way up, and by the time you go to college, you'll be able to graduate your first year on that electrical major or whatever.
Here's the good news, Michael. Homeschooling is growing at a rate of 9% a year, especially when they threw in now Common Core. into the public schools. I mean, teachers are the ones who were rebelling against Common Core.
That's right.
You know, they see it, they know what's bad, they know what they're doing. And we have to take care of our children here. We have to educate our children. Homeschooling, of course, it's on the chopping block. And everybody is trying to get rid of it or to limit it. Get your kids out of the schools, ladies and gentlemen. We are already up to the first break. I cannot believe it. Hang tight. Stay with us. Govern America will be right back. Michael, stay with us.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Michael, you want to finish up for us?
Well, thank you, Nancy. And, you know, aside from not learning, understanding how to even grow your own food to the best of your ability on whatever land you have, then not even to know Mother Nature for her medicine cabinet, and therefore never really need a modern doctor in any way, and never really even get sick if you really do it right, the way I learned it. But the bottom line to our country, and when I hear people say that they think that at the inception of the United States of America was designed to get us into where we are right now. That's so erroneous. It's incredible. The founding fathers, when they overthrew the largest empire in the world, and they were very loyal, for the most part, very loyal Britons, all the way up to the Revolution, they loved the empire. It was good, all in all. But when they started to realize that they had no respect from their mother country, and that they were being taxed to death, and the land that they were developing was not really theirs, considered theirs, that's when they had enough. And everything else compounding it, so they had enough. Now, not all the colonies fought in the Revolution. A lot of people don't know that. They didn't even financially support it. And so it was one heck of an endeavor by a handful of men. And you got to admire that right then and there. And when they finally, by a miracle, defeated Britain, the largest empire in the world, and they decided, they knew, in order to have a future among the separate states, they had to unite. Otherwise, you take up a twig off the ground, you snap it, no problem. Take up a big bundle of twigs and try to snap it, you can't. And they knew that. And so they tried to form a union, and it wasn't easy at all. Nobody was happy. They had to make so many compromises before that federal government was established, designed and established, because nobody liked it. Not one person going to that convention was happy with it. But they knew they needed some kind of center to keep all the states in a union so they had a future. And that's why the Bill of Rights came about and all that, so that there was enough compromises to get these all the states in, and it took a long time for that to happen. It was one heck of an endeavor, and so nobody was happy with it, but that's what it took to get a future, and so they did it. They started a country where there was no property tax. We all had sovereignty, meaning you could do whatever you wanted to do. You weren't subject to nobody but God himself. That was unheard of in that day, and the Americans today do not appreciate that at all. And they left us that legacy, and we blew it. Our parents blew it during the World War II generation, post-World War II. They blew it big time, but you can understand this is what they do. The enemy, ever since the foundation of this country, War of 1812, Civil War, all the way up to now, they dismantled the Constitutional Republic, took away the militias, created the National Guard. They took all the powers away from the people gradually, so they didn't see... Ultimately, they didn't know what was happening, although they did at the time, gold and silver no longer currency, et cetera, until we're at the point where we are now. And so
the first thing that comes to my mind, and Roger, you weigh in on this too, the love of money, the root of all evil, and this country in particular, we idolize wealth. We idolize Hollywood stars, we idolize rock stars, we idolize our billionaires lists and our millionaires lists, and we work ourselves half to death for nothing. We have a problem. We have a problem when it comes to electing and re-electing and re-electing millionaires and billionaires to office, and it is because of this idolizing of money. And what we have to remember is that is not what, it's like what you said at the beginning, or maybe it was another caller, we always forget about, when we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we forget about life. Life. If you're devoted to your riches and to idolizing rich people, you're forgetting about life. Life
Absolutely.
Is actually growing food, having a happy, healthy family, enjoying people, working together. That's what life is.
It's establishing a future. Your present activities are establishing a surety of a future. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Roger,
That's
weigh
right.
in.
Well, this is a huge topic. The caller, Mike, seems to be representing very well is the popular understanding, for example, of the Declaration of Independence. But we have to remember, well, and what I've been saying is that That declaration is perhaps the most amazing piece of wordage that I know about, because it actually has three different layers of meaning in it. There's a definite deist presence in it, put in by the sincere deist Thomas Jefferson and his good friend Thomas Paine. But at this time, when America was indeed sincerely seeking independence from England, the way they attained the support that they did attain within the colonies was by promising the support of France. Okay? And so this Declaration of Independence actually has within it a surety of peace, and it is a declaration in international law terms of dependence on the Holy Roman Empire, with, in order to attain financing from France, the richest nation in Europe at the time, under its arguably this finest king that France ever had was Louis XVI, and to do so Louis's position, it had to recognize the Holy Roman Empire. So what we have here is the most artful document that I know that does capture, according to the popular beliefs, a real pledging to the Creator as God, but in international law terms, for example, the Creator of all men under the Holy Roman Empire was the Empire itself, and the all men created was the legal standing of men. So what we need to do in order just to know the truth, understand these three meanings layered in that document, and but not judge the founders harshly for this thing, because they needed the support of France under the Holy Roman Empire, and they needed the support of Protestant America, which would never have supported the effort if it openly declared some kind of supremacy upon the Holy Roman Empire, and they all for the purpose of escaping from England, who had hands-off policy in this country for a long time, and then found itself became envious of the prosperity in these colonies and came in to harvest all of the wealth that was here. And so what we find is even more staggering than what he suggests, because they were that courageous, and even the deists were sincere deists, and the effort was monumental and amazing, but then it even goes deeper. And so if you know the political, the international implications from this, it gives us a clear insight into the actual nature of that. And since
okay,
it's
Roger, we got to take a break. We're up to the break already.
Nancy, can I just hang on real quick for 2 points, real quick after the break, please?
Yes, absolutely.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
All righty then, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And I want to quickly mention RBN's web address. That is republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org for new listeners. And also go to the Govern America website. This is Darren's and my site. We're working real hard to get a lot of information up for you. That is governamerica.com. Okay, Michael, go ahead and finish up your thoughts for us real quick.
Thank you, Nancy. And the bottom line was when they formed this constitutional republic, one of the things they were very afraid of was that eventually we'd have an aristocracy, just what they were fighting against. That's where we are now. They did everything they could to try to minimize that from happening. And like the previous caller said, there's cronyism, nepotism, and there's cronyism, and we see it from Fed, state, down right to our local level of governments. That's a problem as well. And so these aristocracies have come about. We do, our Congress and Senate now and present, they all consider themselves royalty and we're their subjects. We're back to square one again. And the shame of it all is, here's why God is so upset with us as the modern Americans. Because we were blessed with something that nobody else ever had. It's called leisure time. Prior to the 30s, There was no leisure time because there was no plumbing and electricity in everybody's homes. They had to haul water and cut firewood year-round, day in, day out, just to keep life going. And so there was no leisure time. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. But we were blessed with leisure time. It's a luxury. And what did they do with it? Well, they watch TV all day. They do stupid stuff all day. They don't continue passing on education and educating themselves and passing it on to their own families and lineages, et cetera, et cetera. That's the big sin of the modern Americans. That's why they're in the shape they're in right now.
Right,
and they lost control over their government as well because of that.
Yeah, and we need to desperately apprentice our children. We've got to give back skills to our children. You know, by the time, 100 years ago, by the time young men were 18 years old, there was nothing they didn't know how to do. Nothing.
That's right.
By the time a female was 18 years old, there was absolutely nothing she didn't know how to do to keep life going. And we've got to get these skills back. We must do it. Michael, I got to let you go.
It's all fundamental.
I've got another caller on the line. God bless you. Bill in Idaho, thank you for your patience. Welcome to Government America.
Yes, thanks so very much, Nancy. Wonderful broadcast, as usual.
I just wanted
to reiterate the importance, considering that Dr. Mike Weiner, Mike Savage, 5 weekends ago, Friday evening, announced after castigating Congress as well as the judiciary nationally that there would ultimately be a genocide. The churches and the pulpits have remained completely silent. Here we have the churches in complete allegiance with the 501c3 corporate, and necessarily the Black Robe Militia remains totally silent. All the issues that you've discussed could be easily remedied by the churches speaking up in regard to morals, ethics, and
except
values.
Except that they won't give up their grant money from the federal government. That's why they're 501c3s. They're
exactly.
Getting grants from everywhere. Unlimited money. You know, the church membership in the United States has been dropping for 60 years. And yet we've got all of these new palaces of churches that have popped up all over the suburbs. They've redone all the big city churches, and they've all got air conditioning, and they've all got carpets, and they've all got, 8 foot wide chandeliers. They've got their big screen TVs, and it's all government money. The 501c3. That's what the faith-based initiative were all about. And it put Department of Homeland Security over administrative authority. That was done through an executive order. Obama has, if you look up faith-based, Obama, you can see that Obama has very much furthered Bush's faith-based initiative with more administrative departments over today's 501c3 churches. And it is beyond contempt that the church leadership knows this. They know where their grant dollars are coming from. They know who they have to report to on a quarterly basis. Today's church is not Christ's church.
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. He did not send his son to establish a 501c3 corporation, and therefore...
Well, and any single church in this country could give up that status and go back to the Bible. But they don't do that now, do they?
Yes, it would appear that unless or if the hearts and minds and souls of the church, and certainly those in the pews, the youths in the pews, that would have not only circumcised hearts, minds, and souls of righteousness and justice that our Lord Heavenly Father's Yeshua Messiah, Yahweh,
well,
mandated.
The church needs to go back to the foot of the cross and it's they're not doing it. And I think what makes me so angry more than anything else about today's church is how they are using young people. They are using young people. They are sending them to countries all over the world as free labor to get their community service hours in, you know, those mandatory community service hours. And they are basically using them as slaves. And they're, you know, they sing a few hymns and then they can turn it into, you know, a Christ-like project. But the bottom line is, are the churches taking care of the poor people a mile down the road?
I've got a good example.
Are they reaching out to the poor people, the absolutely devastated people in this country?
Well, I'd like to get this out so that it would be well understood. Mr. Ben Wolfinger, as well as a number of other deacons at a local level, he is now from the undersheriff to the sheriff's position here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, has refused to allow his constitutional oath, and he has essentially laid bare the fraud that occurred during the election, ultimately that he would sadly be identified in history as a potential war criminal participating with other war criminals in the pulpit, considering what was revealed in Chapter 24 of the Mavchoykin Archives, The Sword and the Shield, in which ultimately they used people's faith and their spirituality against them, identify any leadership of opposition of a moral and ethical bent, and use that to ultimately participate in that genocide. And I'm concerned because I brought this information up to Sheriff John Mack and how many other sheriffs in other counties throughout the Republic might be actually Blackwater backup or Triple Canopy Easy COINTELPROs at a local level to maintain that kind of control and ultimately facilitate that genocide that the churches, the 501c3 corporations and their pastors, if not their priests, etc. And that goes for the synagogues as well. Each and every individual in those pews is potentially at risk, and that's what's so presciently concerning, considering Mike Savage made this comment 5 or 6 weekends ago. That's what's so worrisome. They remain silent.
Well, you know, Roger, one of the things that is so upsetting to me is I have heard in several churches missionaries coming back from some mission trip saying, okay, I need $80,000 more for next year, and, you know, you Americans, you have way too much money, and, you know, you need to be giving more for the mission trips. Well, these guys aren't even supporting their wives and children, and half of them are actually dumping their children off on relatives while they run around with $80,000 a year going into some country. The whole thing is just infuriating to me. Ladies and gentlemen, we are already up to the break. Stay with us, and we will be right back on Govern America, 1-800-313-9443. Call in, weigh in.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we are quickly going to keep going. Bill in Idaho, I want to thank you for your call. I got to let you go because I got Blue in Tennessee on the line. Blue, how are you?
Hey, girl. All right, my biggest argument here is, where is the brick Warren? Where is Billy Graham with airplanes going into Syria to extract the Christians? Now, I can remember being a child and watching Walter Cronkite on television as the Vietnam orphans were trying to get on the planes to be extracted from Vietnam. Where are they? Not a word. If you have that much money that you're gathering from your parishioners, can you not just slip it to help at least one time?
Well, yeah, and, you know, how much suffering? I mean, the people in this country are part-timers. Most of them are, you know, almost 100 million of us are on welfare, food stamps. What there's no need here. And you want to, you know, go over and bomb other countries? Really? You know, here's the bottom line. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you're conservative, liberal, socialist, communist. I don't care who you are. You're not going to be anything you want to be unless you have freedom and unless you have the ability to take care of yourselves and to have a life. And we are coming under military control. If you want to know what that looks like, go look at some of the pictures in the Mideast and you can see what military control looks like. I am personally sick to death of war. I'm sick of it. I grew up watching the Vietnam War as a child on TV. It's never stopped since. And this warmongering and economics based on warmongering is unethical. It's immoral, and it simply has to stop. And that means people are going to have to quit participating. They're going to have to choose life instead of death because too many people. We lost 250 million people last century to wars.
If this helps any, I'm watching the new generation grow up, and they're so inquisitive, beyond what, you know, you hear on the television. They're so desperately looking for answers.
Yes.
The question is, are you going to be there to answer the questions for them? Because they are desperately asking questions. And they are getting so complacent that they don't care anymore.
Right, it's understandable. Because, you know, but you know, one thing is they've got to get themselves disengaged from the technology addictions, because those addictions are socially engineering them to be, number one, wage slaves, and number two, under dictatorships.
I know, and I try and explain that every time I talk to them. It's like, you know, just turn it off. Turn it off for nothing more than 30 minutes. Just sit there, read a book, and don't think about it. I have one child that's addicted to the Xbox. I have another child that's addicted to books.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, what we need to be doing is buying them things to do that actually builds them actual knowledge. And they're going to need some survival skills because there's more of this coming. These people running this pig circus aren't done yet. So,
oh, no, not by any means.
Blue, thank you so much for your call. We're going to go back to Bill in Idaho real quick. Bill, real quick comment.
Yes, obviously this genocide that they're planning is national. And so 2 Chronicles 7:14 obviously is our only resource other than our Heavenly Father, Yeshua, Messiah. But I would ask that each and every individual, while praying sincerely and fervently, would find the time to directly interview their pastors at a local level. It's a considerable discussion here, cdapress.com. You can look at the opinion page. Mr. Johnson wrote it well. Mr. Johnson asked the community to talk to their pastors and why they are unable to speak biblically and full gospel of our Heavenly Father. And it has started a serious, serious introspective communication here that might break the trend of a corporatocracy within the churches nationally. But it's going to take a lot of prayer. Thanks so much, Nancy, for everything. Bless you.
You're welcome. Roger, weigh in.
Oh, they're all absolutely right. The belief power is the number one power in all societies, in all empires. And this is the number one thing they want to attain above all else.
Belief, yes.
And so the churches have so failed. Christ remade the law into three commands of love. And it's pretty clearly seen. They asked him, what are the greatest commands? And Christ summed it up, and he says, the law and the prophets, the first is to love God above all things, and I paraphrase, and the second is to love your neighbor as yourself, and that is true equity. And then, just before the crucifixion, he gives them a new command, and that is that you love one another as I've loved you. And that what that means is selfless love.
Yes.
So we have
yes.
three commands of love. You want to judge a spirit of a church, see if those three commands are in operation. And it's like a friend of mine just left his church in New York where they had money to send someone out in foreign missions to Africa, yet they had a woman living in her car with a broken windshield in their parking lot, had been a member for some 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. And that also means, ladies and gentlemen, love your progressive neighbors. Love your liberal neighbors. Love your conservative neighbors. Love your Muslim neighbors. Love your Mexican neighbors. We need to come together under the conditions of humanity and under the commandments. It's so simple, ladies and gentlemen.
And he said, pray for your enemies. So pray your enemies are convicted. Pray that that fire of his conviction comes upon them.
Absolutely.
It's the greatest blessing that those who are orchestrating this assassination of Christ's domain and those who are orchestrating the genocide of all life on earth, perhaps because they believe if they can't have it, no one can have anything. Well, pray they be convicted day and night. The greatest blessing that can come upon people is that fire of conviction, that fire from the Lord that gives you no rest until you admit to the truth. And
go
let us pray to free the minds of these our enemies who are the poorest, the most lost, the most deluded people that are alive on earth today.
You got winter coming up. Go over to your progressive neighbors' houses and your Muslim neighbors' houses and your Mexican neighbors' houses and go, what do you need? What can I do for you? Can I shovel your snow? Get to know them. Talk. Make plans to educate your children together and to do projects together. Come together, people. We are free to be and to think however we want. It doesn't matter what your politics are. What matters is your humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great show. I always hate to see it end. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you all. We love every single one of you. Republicans, Democrats, progressives, conservatives, God bless you all. Come back to Govern America next week, and we'll have our wonderful Darren back with us. Roger, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nancy.
It's been a great show, everyone. Bye-bye. See you next week.